Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big issues, big guests. We got one of the biggest guns imaginable in the on-deck circle, Dinesh D'Souza. His new book, United States of Socialism, Who's Behind It, Why It's Evil, How to Stop It. Page 95, he writes, the typical socialist today is not a union guy who wants higher wages. It's a transsexual feminist who marches in Antifa and Black Lives Matter rallies, throws cement blocks at her political opponents. Moore here in Philadelphia allegedly might be a massage therapist with a shirt that reads, keep the immigrants, deport the racist. Okay. I brought Dinesh on to talk about his book, certainly. I'm in the middle of reading it. But also, Juneteenth. There's an angle to that that the media is not talking about today, of course. Let's bring in Dinesh on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dinesh, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, always a pleasure. Good to be on the show.
Well, thank you. And, I bet you would like to add chapters after seeing what we've seen over the last few weeks to your book, United States of Socialism.
It's really unbelievable. Had I predicted in the book that the left would be calling to defund the police, I think I would have feared that I would be taken to be a crank. But that's exactly where we are now. So these events, from coronavirus to the riots to the Seattle Autonomous Zone, I mean, they're a kind of startling confirmation of all the themes that are in the book.
Absolutely. And the call now, Kamala Harris, I think, is going to be given the honor of introducing it in the Senate. Here in Philadelphia, everybody's off today that works for the city, Dinesh, for Juneteenth. And I thought it was a real good opportunity to remind people, I think this is one of your top 10 claims to fame of stuff that you've been way ahead of the curve. In fact, I think you are the most significant figure to make this point effectively. It's the Democrat Party that has aided and abetted all of this stuff, not Republicans.
Yes, a very telling sign is that the left has gone from defacing Confederate monuments to now defacing the monuments of Abraham Lincoln. Now think about this. Here's the guy, America's greatest president, who freed the slaves. Why would they deface a Lincoln monument? Now the puzzle is even deepened when you realize that there is a huge monument in Chicago right now, unguarded, to Stephen Douglas. Douglas was the Democratic nominee in 1860. And a champion of slavery, Northern Democrat. His monument is untouched. No one's even thinking about defacing it or attacking it. So this is really startling, because what it really shows is that secretly the left hates Lincoln. They recognize that Lincoln ultimately, his assault on the Democratic plantation is valid even today. And that's why they still preserve the old... They prefer the old ideology of enslavement to Lincoln's ideology of liberation.
Well, that's right. That's what we're seeing with this, that the media is sometimes, Dinesh, I don't know about you. Look, some of the smarter people in the media, it is agenda. Some of the others, they're just not well read. They don't know any number of things that you might talk about or others. So they just get some kind of vague talking point, and that's what we get. That's the way that I see it.
Well,
but I want to, go ahead.
Yeah, they will mindlessly say things like, you know, the party switched sides. The Democrats are completely different now. Now, consider this. Abraham Lincoln defined slavery in these terms. He said, it means you work and I eat. So for Lincoln, slavery was a form of theft, of economic confiscation. And he said that this is the philosophy of the Democratic Party. This is who the Democrats are. Now, fast forward 150 years, and in some ways the issues are different, but is it not a fact that today, if you had to make a single slogan that describes the Democratic Party, wouldn't it fair to say it's economic confiscation, it's you work, I eat,
Right.
So what this really shows is that the Democrats in this respect have not changed at all.
I underlined yes, just so in case, in this respect, that's exactly right. I wanted to tell you here locally, look, and I don't condone any of these, but if there were someone whose name I would take off significant things, it would be Woodrow Wilson. A high school in Camden, New Jersey, Dinesh, is taking his name off. And my argument against Wilson, you talk about an enemy of liberty, but also here's a guy who didn't, during his times, have the same attitude. He resegregated things. And that's something, again, and given his track record, again, anti-liberty, this is not a figure that ought to have schools named after him.
Well, I would go even further. Yeah, if we're really taking down the racist monuments, we've got to go smash all the FDR monuments. We've got to go smash all the LBJ monuments. Now, what I'm getting at is that the left is very selective here. They're very careful to conceal the bigotry. Think of it. FDR is a guy, for example, who wrote the New Deal legislation in such a way that the two main professions in which blacks were concentrated were exempted from New Deal programs. He opposed and blocked anti-lynching legislation. He appointed a longtime member leader of the Ku Klux Klan to the Supreme Court, Hugo Black. LBJ was in many respects even worse. He was using the N-word even after he signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So this is a kind of a very stealthy operation by the left in which they strategically target certain types of bigots, if you will, and then certain types of non-bigots like Abraham Lincoln, while leaving untouched the leading Democrats who really belong on this list.
What's the solution? Dinesh D'Souza with us, the new book, United States of Socialism. What does Dinesh say we should do? I don't know if you've written about this with the DACA, with the so-called Dreamers, and anything you have on John Roberts losing his mind again here. It's a tough political problem that has to be solved. What do you think should be done?
Well, I think that, first of all, just finishing up on the black issue, I think that Trump needs to go all out for the black vote because he has a chance to make an historic breakthrough with the black vote. And think about this, Dom, if he gets 20% of the black vote, he will break the back of the Democratic Party. Now, sort of the donkeys know this, and I think part of why they're going into such full bloviation and intimidation is because they realize they're facing a kind of existential threat. The very Democratic plantation is at stake.
Well, look, if he comes even into that 16-17% in a vote, I think that effectively in swing states, you're right, and they know that. And they know that the economic threat that he poses because of those unemployment numbers, and they know that he is an unusual figure who's not going to back away from appealing to African-American voters.
Yeah, and on the Latino front, it's kind of the same thing. I think what Trump needs to stress is conservative family values and economic opportunity. That's a very effective combination for Latinos. What the left is trying to do is scare legal Hispanics into believing that Trump and the Republicans are somehow anti-Mexican or anti-immigrant. That's why they're always conflating the legal with the illegal. They're hoping ultimately to create this false impression that Trump is against immigrants like me.
Absolutely. Hey, Dinesh, this is a tremendous book. I'm headed down the shore next week, and it's great beach reading. I got to say that. It flows that well. And you take on the toughest stuff here. We talked about before. You just don't say socialism, Soviet Union, Venezuela. You take a look at the so-called Scandinavian countries, some of the myths around that in the book, and very few people are up to that challenge. So thanks for doing that. United States of Socialism, available everywhere. Is there a website you'd point people to?
I would just direct them to my website, DineshDeSouza.com, because we've also just announced our forthcoming movie called Trump Card. So you can get updates and find out about the movie. The book typically provides sort of the intellectual spine for the movie, kind of a nice 1-2 punch. DineshDeSouza.com is the place to go.
When's the movie out?
The movie is scheduled for the first week of August. We're monitoring the theaters to see how things look. But actually, to me, they're looking pretty good. And the theaters are begging for new movies to come in. It will probably be one of the first movies in wide release in theaters, along with Disney's Mulan and a movie called Tenet. So So it's all very exciting, and I'm going to bet that people are a little sick of being at home and ready to get out and go watch a good movie.
Well, on my wall here in the Dom Dome, I have that trophy that you sent because of the success of one of the great all-time documentaries. I treasure that. I'd like to put another on the wall on the other side, so we got to get moving on Trump card.
I really believe this one is my best one, and having made it under these coronavirus conditions is pretty amazing, and I think it's also going to make a big difference in the debate this year leading up to November.
Absolutely. To be continued. Thank you, Dinesh. Thanks very much.
Hey, my pleasure.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.